Here we are, another episode. If you have questions, we have answers. It is today, September the 5th, 2018. As usual, this is a simulcast, the radio show with a conference call. People are live on the call. And I think that Terry Brown will be back in her seat to have this come to her and answer your questions. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Good evening, Jane. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, everybody.
And for those that want to submit a question that might be asked tonight live on the call, you can do that per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Questions@intelligent-infinity.com, and Quinn goes through the questions that have been submitted, and he will pick the most relevant as to apply to the majority of those who are listening. I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
It's Helen in Virginia.
Welcome to the call. And somebody else came in after Helen. Welcome. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you.
Maybe they muted themselves like I often do.
Meow!
I have a barky dog, so I mute myself a lot.
All right. Somebody
else
joined.
Like a kitty.
Somebody is a kitty. Somebody's playing kitty. This is a quiet group tonight. What's wrong?
It was right. Welcome
Hello,
to the next one here. Anna.
Hey, hi. Anna Kitwa.
Thank you for being here, my darling.
Thank you.
Hi, Anna.
Hey,
hi, Anna.
How you doing there?
I now know what you look like.
Oh, you got my pictures. I'm struggling with this these things, doing things like sending pictures and whatever.
Who's the one with the hemohin?
Huh?
Who is the one who sells hemohin?
And it's me.
It's you?
Uh-huh.
I had a little bit of it the other night. Which piqued my interest.
Yes. Repairs blood cells.
Right.
My feeling is anything that helps the immune system, which is our body's self-healing system, and is what it's all about. It's healing.
Yes.
Healing.
Welcome to the next person here. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Terry from Dallas.
I do pick up Terry from Dallas, and hello, Jeannie from Citrus Heights. Welcome to you, ladies.
Yes,
you.
Yes. Hello.
This was another double ding. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
This is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi,
Terry.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
Good to hear your voice.
Hey, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry. I love you.
Love you.
Hi.
Thank you very much for being here, Terry.
You're welcome.
And for doing what you're doing. I can't wait to read your book in the future.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I got a little more to go.
Me too.
Yeah, you got to be completely satisfied before you take the next step, I would say, huh?
Yeah. I'm working with a publisher.
Oh, you are? All right.
Yeah, I send it to him, and he takes a look, and he says, well, you know, make this correction, and then I send it and make it, and so forth.
All right. All right. I was getting to the end.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. We had another person join in here on the call. Thank you for being here. Please say a name and location.
Dr. Art Franklin, Hampton, Virginia.
Welcome to the call, Dr. Art.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, Dr.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hey there.
And Roger in Austin.
Welcome to the call, Roger.
Hi. Hi.
Hi, Roger.
Hi.
All right. Let's see. There's a 757 that is having background noise. And that stopped. Thank you so much for muting yourself.
That sounds much better. Was that Raiden that came in?
I haven't seen Raiden yet, no. However, I wish you positive greetings.
Yes. I thought I heard him say that.
And I welcome all those people that are listening in through BBS Radio. Thank you for participating with tonight. If you have questions, we have answers. Conference call, simulcast with this radio show. And we wait for the free man to become present on the call over here, a.k.a. Winfrey.
Got to get that helicopter up and running.
It's been up there. I think it might be a little bit too foggy to land. I'm not sure.
Not good.
That was good.
At least Terry got here. That's the main thing.
Yes.
But we need them both.
Mm-hmm. And as usual, every evening we have a whole planet healing call, only per phone, a conference call. You can find the information at www.wholeplanethealing.com. It starts at 7 p.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time. That is right after this one-hour show. Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say a name and location.
Hi, thank you. Hi, this is Bonnie in California.
Hello, Bonnie. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Bonnie.
And I heard another ding that there's another person that came on board. Welcome. Please say a name and location. But of course, only if you want to. And those that have just joined in online through BBS, being here. All right, the next caller wants to stay anonymous, I assume.
No, I don't want to tell anyone who I am.
Welcome, Wynn. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you. Is Terry here?
Terry is here, yes. We have two Terrys tonight.
We do?
Yep.
Who's the secondary?
That would be me.
Okay. Is that a new Terry or an old Terry?
No, so it's a combination of the axes and the vortexes.
Sound like the secretary to me.
I like that.
It sounds like World War II. It's a combination of Texas, you mean, and Sedona?
No, remember, my axes are from Texas and my vortexes are from Sedona.
Oh, it's Terry from Sedona.
She's here, it's but Terry also from Terry from Dallas, Texas.
Okay. Okay. Terry, I'll get to remember you after a while. And
a positive person just joined in. Welcome.
Hey, positive greetings, Hive.
All right. Thank you for being here, Raiden.
Yeah, calling from Sedona. I'm trying to get away from this squeaky car.
Yeah, you might want to put some grease on it, I guess, somehow.
Hey, yeah, that's what the energy of grace sends, the WD-40 to it.
Yeah.
Right.
Love yourself, please.
Thank you for being here, Aiden.
Thank you for being here, Hive.
My pleasure, my friends.
All righty.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. Is Uma here?
Uma no. Just landed in Dallas about a half an hour ago.
Oh, she can go meet Terry in Dallas.
Yeah, she was going to ask you to call her to give her some of the Dallas people's numbers. And I think it.
Mm-hmm.
So all you got to do is give her a call. She'd appreciate it.
All right.
Okay.
Terry, you want to meet Uma?
Yeah.
I mean, she's a really nice person, and she's kind of far out. She's pretty spiritually evolved, metaphysically evolved. She does massages. She does healing work. And I forget why she went to Dallas. But
it's for the ASEA convention. The ASEA convention.
Oh, yeah.
Here's her number. You can call her. 92.
Don't put her number out publicly. No. Somebody wants her number. She'll probably pitch you for her multi-level that she's doing. But it might be a good one. It's called ASEA. Okay? So in any case, we're going to get started. And
Wendy, I'll make a note from Terry, her phone number. Terry in Dallas.
Terry, say something.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? You're anonymous, Terry, in Dallas, right? Are you anonymous?
Yes, I probably am.
No, you're not. So, you're 972, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, right, so why don't you just copy that and email it to me, would you
please? I'll text it.
And then, or text it. I'll make sure Uma gets it. All right.
What do you prefer, text or email?
Yes, good.
Either way. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You got your recorder going?
I didn't start yet. Is that the sea serpent?
That's the sea serpent.
I'm letting the questions accumulate because we didn't have many questions because probably people were giving up on us. And so I sent my email out kind of late.
Hey, Wynn, I've been sending you a question for an eternity, it seems like, and I've never gotten an answer. I'm walking right now, but can I tell it to you?
Oh, I guess so. Hang on. Tell me.
Okay. You know the planet Marduk when it blew up and everything?
Yeah.
Formed the asteroid belt? I had an intuition that the fragments that hit Earth are what Moldavite are. It's the consciousness of that planet and the Moldavite for transformation for people.
Well, why don't I just start out and ask them, what is Moldavite? Okay?
Oh, okay, thank you, sir.
And then Murdek.
Maldek.
Maldek, yeah. Maldekian
Moldavians.
Not very nice people, actually.
Maldekians,
yes.
Well, you know, I believe Ra Group was communicating with a group on Maldek. I just read that recently.
Back in the day, right?
In the Ra material, okay?
But you mean back in the day they were communicating?
Yeah, back in the day. It's probably why they felt, you know, an affinity to try to help the Maldekians, you know? Okay.
I believe what they have told us in the past, our sources here on the calls, that the clustered soul group is at least partially close to our planet, Mother Earth.
Which soul group?
The soul group, the fragmented soul group from the Maldek.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if it was from Maldek or if it was a soul group that happened with the nuclear blast back with the tall tower.
It was the Maldek. It was that planet.
But I remember, you know, what we have done in the past on Sundays is put that clustered, that fragmented soul group in the love light because they, you know, they could be lost forever, you know,
mm-hmm.
if nobody works on them.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not a nuclear blast that took them out.
You're talking about Maldek or the Babylon?
Yeah, the Maldek.
Okay.
Well, I believe they said it was a nuclear blast, okay?
No, it was not.
Well, I don't know how anyone could know for sure, okay? I mean, unless... Were you there? Do you remember?
I was not there, thankfully.
Okay. Well, okay. You know what? I don't ask anyone to believe our answers blindly. And
It was an energy weapon, they said.
It was the real energy from the pyramids in Egypt. Took it out.
Now who is saying that? Is that Cecil?
Yes.
Sweden.
Oh. No, I know Sweden. Cecil, what evidence do you have for that?
Well, that comes from the book, Through Alien Eyes.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you know Alien Eyes is accurate?
Well, I'm pretty sure of it. I read the whole thing, and it's I'm rather comfortable with it.
Okay. Well, I'll just tell you, I have watched a pattern here for quite some time where, and I'm not saying it's negative, but a negative source will always, especially if they're going after positive sources, will always give a lot of accurate information and then throw in some stuff which is misleading. I'm not saying that's true or not true, but any information that you quote anywhere about stuff that you can't directly validate, in my opinion, should be a postulate and say, that's what that book says, right? And it may be accurate, okay? And I don't like to get into, like, my information is better than yours or yours is better than mine.
What's right, what's wrong?
Yeah, it's too hard to resolve it. In fact, it's one of the reasons that Carla said, you know, ask questions that have to do with universal truth rather than specifics, because then you will almost always get a positive source. Okay, the negative doesn't have anything to gain from answering those kind of questions. So in any case, you can take that or leave it. You may be right. See, you know, for whatever reason, Maldek exploded. We can probably assume that it did explode. And then the Ra group says that the souls became fragmented and they were a tangled mass of fear and they lost their sense of individuation, right? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that seems true. It's like from Terry's experience, it seems true. We've had experiences with fragmented souls that in nuclear explosions, that's what happens. Now, was there another kind of explosion? I have never heard from any other source that the pyramids here caused Maldek to explode. I've never heard that, you know? Now, my sister,
I think that was relating to the Towers of Babylon.
Yeah.
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Now, the Tower of Babylon, you know, even that story is, you know, the way it is written biblically is probably very defective, okay? Because what the real story behind that, for those people that have been tracking our material for quite some time, has to do with the Anunnaki, who were acting as gods and demanding the worship, to be worshipped, and of the people in this realm. And they had been doing that, and lots of indication that much of the Old Testament had to do not with a high, high god, but an Anunnaki who was making himself out to be God, like Yahweh. And the Babylonians were kind of in rebellion to the Anunnaki gods, right? And they would see the Anunnaki come down from high in spaceships, and they were building a tower to try to reach wherever the Anunnaki came from. And the Anunnaki were pissed because it was a rebellion. And I can't remember, I probably read this somewhere, or I just put it together, that it was the Anunnaki who attacked the Tower of Babel, right? And then took people to different areas and somehow changed the language, right? Because, you know, they were afraid of people coming together against them. They're still afraid. Whoever's in the power positions don't want a common group knowing what they're doing. And so they do everything they can to bring in disinformation and discredit people and you name it, okay? So that's how it looks to me, okay? And some of that in the present time is fairly documented, okay? It's not just, legend or mythology. So in any case, the real challenge is, how do we discover and live from the place of knowing that we are part of all that is, and not believing it, but knowing it. Knowing it at a cellular level and able to manifest it. That is the biggest challenge in this realm. And the questions of, like, how can I say it? How did magic explode? You know, well, it's kind of good to know, because we don't want to reduplicate it if it was something to do with the pyramids. Although I suspect what they're doing with that, what's that collider that they're building? I don't know. Hadron
Collider? CERN?
Hadron, yeah. I mean, I suspect there's something with that that's screw everything up if it could, it's their intention to do that, okay? And but I don't know exactly how that's going to work. I don't know if it's possible. I don't know if the higher sources will block it. I hope so, if it is possible, right? But in any case, this is what I mean about how, you know, some kinds of information are just like curiosity, right? And others can make a difference in how we make decisions. And others can make a difference in how we get closer to our own connection, okay? And the third group, the second and third group, are the most important. And it's like what I have been paying attention to through all of this, in this work, wanting to create opportunities. Okay? Okay. We got some more questions. I'm going to start. All right?
Try your microphone a little bit further away from you.
Further away?
Yes.
Is that better now?
Yes. I think so. Over time will tell.
Testing.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
This is September 5th, 2018. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, and all of you everywhere. And I see Jane on the line and Kathleen on the line. And I can't figure out who else is on the line because I don't see your names.
I can tell you Cecil and Dharmananda and John and Helen and Anna and Jeannie and Terry and Terry and Dr. Art and Roger, Bonnie, Raiden at Plismore.
Do you see all their names on there, or you just recognize the numbers?
I have them in my mind.
You have them in your mind, okay.
I'm writing those names down all the time.
All right. Okay, so we are recording, and Terry, are you there?
Give her a minute.
We know she.
I'm
we
here.
Know she's here.
Yeah, I'm
and
here.
And she's just unmuting herself, right?
Right.
Okay. And Terry was feeling pretty good energy all day today. Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling almost normal.
Well, don't use the word normal. I'm feeling like myself.
It's awesome, though, Terry. I'm so glad to hear that. Just take good care of yourself, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll tell
you. Yeah, it seems like every day is a little better.
Awesome.
Susan Rush has been awesome in helping.
Yeah,
you know?
Susan. And I can imagine, yes, that will be a huge, huge support for all of you.
She's been administering my medicine and just doing such a good job.
She's learning about the business and how to help on the business. And I think she's going to be, she's really smart, and she's loving, and, you know, she's paid attention to our work for a while. So, as weird as we are, she knows, what does she know, Terry?
Well, she understands, like, when she did the transcripts, she took great care to get all the words right, and she was very accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So she understood the material.
She was one of our transcribers for a while, even up to fairly recently. Okay, so we're going to start. I'm going to call in the light, and then we'll go through these questions today. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect everyone here. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. We come together here on the third density plane to focus in and to assist where we can and to answer any questions that we are able. And if we ever say anything that does not resonate with you, disregard it. It is not meant for you at that time. We come directly to you, and we are an aspect of the Elohim group and an aspect of the Ra group. And we pull together to provide the widest footprint that we can to be a support system for you. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. You know what, I thought I would just ask that question that Cecil brought up, where he got the idea that Maldek exploded, Maldek explosion had something to do with the pyramids. And that's not anything I had ever heard before. Would you like to comment on that?
We suggest you take a look at dates when the pyramids were built, dates when it is suggested that Maldek exploded. You can see dates in the Law of One where they talk of it being for 600 million years that the group was lost. We do not know that the pyramids were built back then when Maldek was existing. However, there were connecting towers back then, millions and millions of years ago, that connected the planets together and could send electrical currents from one planet to another. So which pyramids one might be talking about would not be the more recent pyramids as time goes. But there were pyramids even before, and there was dissension within the whole solar system that was brought about by the Galactic Confederation that sought to control the area and to introduce diverse schemes into planetary existence. This dissension created a war which then used nuclear weapons. And in nuclear weapons, there were vast destruction in the planet Earth and in the solar system. And Maldek broke apart, and the asteroids were scattered all over. There were at the time connections, electrical connections between Earth and Maldek that could be heated up to sizzle to help the disharmony and disassembly of matter. It was the vicious war and the Maldekians didn't escape. The patterns that they built their life on, that they remembered by their light body, their threads that they used to build their life force, were dissolved, leaving just their potential consciousness hanging in space. And they didn't know how to proceed. There was no precedent for this, and the Ragu worked with them over and over and over, trying to get them to realize that they were aware beings, but it took many millions of years for them to bring even some of them around so that they could again have memory and begin to build patterns for operation.
You know, Raiden asked the question about moldavite, which is some kind of stone that comes from off this planet, like a meteor. And he was wondering, where does moldavite come from? And is any of it from the fragments of Maldek?
We see some of it is from the fragments of Maldek. It has been heated and cooled and gone through an unusual process.
And does it have healing properties?
Give us a moment. It can pull negativity of something and take it onto itself.
Okay. Thank you. And next question is from Doug Henninger in Jarrettsville, Maryland. And he has two questions here. Will Jesus physically come back again to the earth, or is the second coming something that happens with us? Now, I'll tell you, Doug, that question was answered in the raw material, I believe. Was answered in my book, The Wilcock Material, and I think our sources answered it. And in one answer that the second coming is actually the birth of the Christ consciousness, potentially, in all of us who are open to receive it, okay? And we are manifesting the Christ consciousness on these calls, I'm sure. And the Jesus, there was one answer which surprised me. You know, the indication was, if Jesus physically came back, it would cause more dissension than problems that it would solve. Because then there would have to be, is that really Jesus? Okay? And how would you get everyone believing it? And there's some potential for the negative, to put a negative Jesus in here and have him do a few miracles and trying to take over, or putting holograms of Jesus in the sky to try to distract people. So the negative will use the idea of Jesus, if they can, to screw things up. But there was indication somewhere that Jesus might have a body right now on earth, but he is not going to be public with it. On that note, I'll turn it over to our sources.
Yes. It is on the border of confidential that Jesus does not wish to be a big star and to be recognized everywhere. He wishes to work with people and work for people and assist people, and he can do it more easily from a body, but he does not want to be some big, yay, here I am. He works in mysterious ways, and as he can spread love where it is needed, and he sits and focuses on how he can help.
Thank you. And the other question Doug asked, was Noah's Ark really a spaceship?
We do not see that it was a spaceship.
Mm-hmm. Was there an ark? Is that accurate? Was there some kind of vehicle to collect? Was it collecting DNA? Was it collecting DNA, or was it collecting actual entities, animals?
Oh, you mean for the Noah's Ark?
Yeah.
It was connecting animals.
Collecting animals. Live animals. Yes?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Was that under the auspices of Enki?
It was under the auspices of one of Enki's proteges.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Next question. Isis in Seattle. At some point when coming to the calls, I started seeing the colors pink, purple, with a bit of yellow when my eyes were closed. To this day, whenever I meditate, almost always I see these colors. Would you share some insight as to why I see only specific colors in meditation? Is this Ra'an by any chance? What is the reason for this?
This the frequencies that you are meditating at. Frequencies also have colors. And you are meditating into very high frequencies with indigo and pink and blue and yellow is more connected with power to give it substance. Our Elohim color is pink. However, the pinks you are seeing are slightly different color than the pale pinks. But we are there. And these are calming frequency colors that you are seeing, and they are working with your chakras.
Thank you. Next question is from, just a moment, from, I mean, I got a question from here, from Bonnie Penners. Jolynn Penners, 1970, and at the age of 18, and Bill Penners, 2007, at the age of 41. These are two of her siblings who ended their own lives, Jolynn Penners and Bill Penners. Is it possible to check on their well-being without interrupting them? I think of them often, and I hope they have healed. Thank you very much.
They wanted out. There was something that they wanted to divide themselves from, divorce themselves from, and to be together. One of them was the instigator, and the other was the follower. We're looking. They do not want to be disturbed still. They will work it through.
Thank you. Oh, go ahead.
No. Turning it to you.
Okay. Anna in Kent, Washington says, too many of us who are on a spiritual path are experiencing debilitating health and money concerns. My question is, what are we, me, doing wrong? Anna, you know, just as a point here, many people on a spiritual path are wanderers who come in from higher dimensions. And, you know, when you come in from a higher dimension and you come in with the intent to be of service, there's a big attempt to stay out of the patterns in this realm that tend to be contracting and binding. This is my opinion here, or my observation. Earning money, unless you're doing something that you really love, is one of the things that can be very binding, okay? And because, you know, you have, if you have a job, you have to spend 8 hours every day under someone else's auspices. And if you're a wanderer and you do not have a job where you're expressing your higher matrix, it feels very trapped and boring. And then you avoid doing it. I know one of the, when I started selling things at fairs, it was one of the things that I kind of enjoyed it, because there's this opportunity to share love with everybody in the moment who is in the fair, and people are kind of festive. And I actually, and also it didn't feel binding, because you did it on a couple of days on a weekend or one day on a weekend, and then you went back to not thinking about it all the time. So Anna asks, what are we doing? What are we doing wrong? I'm not sure wrong is the right word, because as soon as you use the word wrong, it sounds like judgment. Maybe one would ask, my question is, how can those on a spiritual path be more abundant, if you don't mind me rephrasing it that way? And I'll turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. Often people on a spiritual path are not grounded into the activities of the world, and so have a difficult time with mundane tasks. There is all sorts of things that one can do, like art and music and crafts, that could bring them, the two worlds together, their creativity and their earning of money. And individuals can seek out something of satisfaction to them that they can not feel like a job, but like creation and something people might want, then the people would pay for it. Then there are service jobs for people who wish to care for people. There's nurses' jobs, doctors' jobs. There are different kinds of things, although often spiritual people don't want to buckle down and disappear into a box of mundane activity. So it is a learning process in survival. Thank you.
Thank you. Valerie from Livermore. I'm feeling a very strong connection between Mary Magdalene, Spain, and Egypt regarding the Holy Grail. We've known for centuries that many have tried to seek the Fountain of Youth, and maybe they've stumbled onto something that was very healing, to say the least. Spices were like gold back then. So my question is, did they hide their secrets to protect them from being stolen by aliens, maybe? Or did they bury them for us to find when the time is right? Valerie, I'll tell you one thing. I think there have been different times where people tend to live longer lives, okay? And there's also, and this is something that came up in a question quite unexpectedly regarding the Anunnaki, okay? That the Anunnaki and the Greys have become masters at cloning, and that the Anunnaki would have clones of themselves, and when they started to age, they would move into their clone body, and of course no one knew this, and they would do this time and time again, and they gave the appearance of always being young. And so perhaps people started to think there was some kind of special fountain of youth that they they knew about, when in fact it was clone body. So why don't I just ask the question, is there ways to extend one's life indefinitely, or is that just a myth?
Thank you. The body as it exists in the third dimension have certain resources that get used up as the body ages. The ability to send forth digestive aids gets used up or lessened, and so sometimes it becomes very hard to digest food without taking extra digestive enzymes. Another thing that happens often is the digestive tract gets clogged with fecal matter, and people don't know what the matter is, but the body just can't function right. Another thing is, like when a person gets really old, their ability to have certain blood cells declines. Like, they have 20% capacity. They had 100% capacity when they were born, but maybe by the time of 80, they have 20% capacity left for making red blood cells. So there seems to be some places that hold a person back from living forever.
Thank you. You know, another point of view that came up at one point was that if you stayed in the same body on and on and on and on and on and on in this realm, eventually you could stop your soul growth because you would lock yourself in to relationships that kept reflecting in this the reality in this system, and that when you come into a new body and you don't remember everything, you're still programming your soul, but you have a whole new opportunity to set up new experiences based on how your soul has advanced in the past. Is there any truth to that?
Give us a minute. Well, when a person takes on a whole new body, they get a whole new energy system. They get a whole new perspective. They get another slant on the lessons that they need to learn. If they kept the same body, then they would tend to have the same problems with pain and the body parts wearing out. And it wouldn't serve them as well as if they would let go and go on.
On the souls that have used cloning as a way of extending their lifespan in this realm for very long periods of time, did they stop growing in their soul level, or could they still grow going from clone to clone to clone?
A clone tends to lose viability over time, like a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy.
Mm-hmm.
Can get faded. they tend to continue their same game if they just take a clone body and continue.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We've got to go, Lynn.
Okay, we got to go. It's 6:59. Thank you all for your questions. Thank you, Terry, for coming forth. We love you, and we're so happy to hear your beautiful voice again, bringing through our sources. Thank you, our sources, for being here. We're going to Whole Planet Healing, which is at wholeplanethealing.com. And I invite you to come if you've never been there, because it is an amazing... That call is focused on not getting information, but bringing in the experience, the energy experience of connecting with higher realms. And many people experience getting high just being on the call. So wholeplanethealing.com has the phone number. We will see you next time.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
Thank you so much.
Everybody's unmuted.
I love you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bless the world. Bless
your
world.
Conference
Bless
recording
you.
Has stopped.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Ron.
So I should submit my question again next week, I guess.
Yeah, please. I meant to tell you that. Okay. Submit your question next week, okay?
Okay.
And
thank you.
Okay, bye.